It is that time for our SME Thursday focus right here on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. The time is 34 minutes past six. Tonight we talk about trimming down running costs. We do so with Head of Business Incubator and Customer Value Proposition at F&B, Mags Ponen. Welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Is this possible given the challenging economic times experienced currently in South Africa? Trimming down running costs?
Yes, most definitely. So as you previously mentioned, the current economic climate as well isn't that conducive, but that is even more reason for entrepreneurs to become as creative as they possibly can to make their business as efficient as possible in the long run.
Okay, so where does one start?
Cool. The first one's place that what I would actually start, the first place to actually start is budgeting. Making sure when you actually start with a proper budget, you actually stick to it and you constantly monitor to make sure that you detect wastages or potential wastages very early.
Right. Is there a template for one to start budgeting? Because the word is used often and there are people who really don't know what it actually means. What are the nitty-gritties of budgeting, particularly in a small business?
So one of the main metrics that we like to use, or we always recommend our entrepreneurs to use, is a cost-to-income ratio. Mm-hmm. So we actually look at the operating costs compared to your operating income coming into the business.
Yeah.
So the good thing over there is when you actually do that metric as well and use that ratio, the lower the ratio, the better. Mm-hmm. If you see over a period of time as well that that ratio keeps on increasing with time, that is a pure indication that your cost is increasing a lot faster than your income currently is being generated for your business.
All right.
That should be a warning bell.
Whew. How vital is this then to the survival of one's business, especially under strained economic conditions, because running costs are something that you can't live without in a business.
No, most definitely. So the trick over there again is making sure you constantly monitor every single time you get a chance. Because when it's time for you to scale your business for that matter, it's all good. There's a very high chance your revenue is going to increase as well, which is great. But you have to always make sure that your profit margin is always constant or improving over time.
All right.
And that is why it's crucial that to do so, that you actually maintain your cost as low as you possibly can during that entire process.
Interesting. Are we seeing small businesses successfully doing this in South Africa?
So it's a question of education as well. Mm. So many of the entrepreneurs, like the veterans as such, or the lot more experienced entrepreneurs actually know that the cost to income ratio is a very important tool for them to actually keep track of.
Yeah.
The other entrepreneurs as well, on the other hand, you know, they're in the trenches, they're busy actually making a living every single day and driving revenue day in, day out. That is what the primary focus is on. And that is unfortunately where the problem then becomes, where we start losing control of the costs, it starts rocketing out of control. And before we actually know it, even though we're driving a lot of revenue, the profit margin just isn't there because our cost is actually eating up all of the revenue we're making.
How would you advise someone then who may have to scale down on staff to just meet the demand of having the provision for running costs?
Awesome. So from a staff perspective, and that's an awesome line as well, like many startup businesses always, well, it's good. You want to be a jack of all trades at times. But when it's at the point of your business where you now want to start scaling your business and you want to have much more of an impact, it's always recommended to actually hire in some specialists as well.
Yeah.
So guys who have massive amount of experience in the industry, they know their way around in all the shortcuts as such to actually make improvements in your business with the highest impact possible.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where you start looking at the stories, for example, like Facebook and Google, what they did with their employees.
Okay.
So what they had done was they knew at the very start that, you know, we're talking about years ago. Mm-hmm. So at the very start, they were a very lowly valued company because, you know, not a lot of people knew about them. They were quite new and they were trying to get off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to attract the right talent to the company. So what they did was they actually modified the current salary or remuneration packages that they currently offer to their employees.
Okay.
So the line they gave was, option number one, we can actually offer you a very high salary, but with very little shares, for example, right? Or option number two, a medium or an average salary, but with a medium package of shares as well. Or on the other side, flip side of the coin, we'll give you a low salary, and you know what? The potential that this company has in terms of growing, those shares will be valued way more in the future.
Yeah.
So those resources, those professionals who actually started at Facebook and the likes of Google, the ones who are really smart enough to actually know which ones to pick are really, really benefiting right now, because the ones who took high level of like share package remuneration are doing very well at this stage.
Wow, that is very interesting. To someone then who is starting out, how important is it to establish from the onset the importance of running costs and planning around this element of a business?
From a resource capacity perspective, incredibly important. One of the main resources you're ever going to have in your company are your employees.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why it's always crucial to make sure that you actually have them as happy as you possibly can and as productive as you possibly can as well. And you see many corporates as well actually do that, where rather than us having a huge staff of 10, 20, where we start losing control or sometimes running in the hundreds, what we try to do is we try to get incredibly productive resources in small teams, having the right hierarchy as well, and making sure that we run the business as lean as possible.
Right.
So we reprioritize projects, we reprioritize what we actually is very important in our lives and from a strategic perspective for the company, and we make sure that these resources focus everything on that. Because then the good thing is you start looking at cost versus impact. That's the approach you actually take. So you reprioritize your projects, you make sure that you keep a very small lean team, and you make sure you focus on the projects that are going to be very impactful and are going to improve revenue generation and profit for your business.
You mentioned a word that I'm absolutely in love with, education, and obsessed with. Is there enough education in the South African SME climate currently to ensure that businesses do not fail on the basis of running costs? And we know we have a historical element of small businesses not being paid on time, therefore they run that that risk of losing the running costs.
No, most definitely. And that's you have two outshoots out of that question, right?
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, from an education perspective, you're absolutely right. Like classically right now, a classic example in South Africa is that many entrepreneurs right now, or the individuals who have that entrepreneurial flair, usually develop it by themselves.
Yeah.
Right? So we have kids, for example, going to high school, they're going to university, and we don't actually teach them that, you know what, at the end of your high school or your university life for that matter, there isn't only a corporate job waiting at the end of the line.
Yeah.
You can actually drive your own vision and your own strategy and actually driving your own, you know, creating your own business from scratch as early as you possibly can.
Mm.
So that's point number one. And that is one of the crucial things over there. From an education for everywhere. So there are quite a few mentorship programs that are currently running as well across the countries. So you have the likes of like CEDA, who are doing a lot of work over there. FNB has got its own incubator program as well. So there are quite a few different mentorship programs. The idea is literally this. The owners is on the entrepreneur to actually start looking around, finding an incubator or an accelerator or a mentorship program that will suit his or her needs, and make sure they actually take that first step to going down that way. Because having somebody hold your hand and assisting you walking down the path that they've walked down already is going to make a world of a difference. It's going to save you a lot of time, heartache, and money in the long run.
Most definitely. Thank you so much for an informative chat.
Thank you for having me.
That was Head of Business Incubator and Customer Value Proposition at F&B, Max Ponen, talking to us for SME Thursday on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM about trimming down running costs.